The Treasury Salute, featuring Ian Martin and Mary Shipp, in a specially transcribed salute to Soldier Chuck Jackson. And now, the Treasury salute to Soldier Chuck Jackson.
It was exactly 9 o'clock in the morning, September 20th, 1945. I'll never forget that date. 37 months in the Army, 12 months in Italy, 52 missions in a B-17. And at the end of it all, I stood there in front of a tired sergeant and listen to the most beautiful poem in the world.
Air medal and troop clusters, 15 points. Four battle stars, 20 points. Service, 37 points. Overseas, 12 points. Total, 84 points.
84, I'm out.
Yeah, in about a week, we'll send you to separation center. Next.
I'm out.
Okay, so you're out. What do you want me to do? Crown you queen of the May. Next.
I always knew someday I'd get out of the Army, but it was always someday after the war. It was always next year, next Christmas, next summer. It was never next week. Next week. I walked out across camp and it was like a song inside me. I went out across town and got Chris, and we walked out in the morning up along the highway toward the hills, and we walked very slowly, and I told her all about it. And that's all there is. I'll be out in a week.
I didn't think it'd come. To be free. To go where we want, do what we want. To have a house somewhere and live there and not have to move on. To put down roots and have a family and belong somewhere. Oh, I thought it would never come.
Yeah.
Well, you're glad about it, aren't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Only, well, Chris, we've never talked about it much. I mean, where do we go from here? All I've ever done my whole life, what does it add up to? Couple of years jerking sodas, then working in a gas station, then on a salesman's route, and then in the Army. 3 solid years experience. Engineer, top turret gunner. You know anybody needs a good top turret gunner?
You don't have to rush into anything. You can take your time.
Can I, with no money in the bank? And that $300 discharge bonus, how long will that last? Now I gotta decide and quick. I've been thinking I might write my brother Warren. He'll be getting out of the Navy soon. Maybe between us we can... Yeah. Only what? What do we do? A couple of young guys. We've got energy. We want to work. Everybody talks about how we fought for a great future, for peace to bring up our kids. Okay, here it is. Future is now. What do we do?
Chuck, please don't fret.
Oh, sorry. Forget it, Chris. It's nice walking like this in the morning. Seems a long time since we had a morning just to walk.
I like to look at the trucks and wonder what's in them and where they're going. That one, apples maybe, or peaches, bound for Reno or Salt Lake City.
Hey. Hey, you hit it. That's it.
What?
Trucks. Why, Chris, that's something I know right down the line. I worked in a gas station. I was an engineer. That's where I could use it. Get a couple of second-hand trucks, start a business. It's a natural.
Where would you get the trucks? It takes money.
Well, get a loan. There's a GI Bill of Rights. That's just what it's for. And it's wide open up here, Chris. The whole Pacific Northwest with the Grand Coulee and the Bonneville, the new farms all through Washington and Oregon. Well, there'll be plenty of stuff to ship. And at the other end, California. That's our home. That's where we live.
Hey, it sounds good.
It sounds perfect. I'll go into camp tomorrow and see what I can find out about loans. And I'll write Warren. Oh, what a dope I was not to think of that.
Chuck.
You
look wonderful when you're excited like that. You're all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, you look wonderful.
Wow, I feel wonderful. I feel like I got the future all wrapped up and held tight in the palm of my hand.
Chuck? Chuck?
Hi, Chris. Well, I found out a little about the loan. Not going to be so easy. A dozen forms to fill out, prove for a good risk, and then wait. Seems like all I can remember is waiting. I think if anybody wants to name this war, they can call it the Big Wait. Well, let's forget it for a while. Let's stop worrying about money or what we're going to do. There's a dance at the service club. Johnny Rossini wanted us to go with him. Would you like to go to a dance? I said, could I have the next dance, Mrs. Jackson? How beautiful you look. Flowers in your hair.
Thank you, Sergeant Jackson. Shall we dance? So long since we danced.
Seems so long since we did so many things.
Oh, you're worried about the loan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I should be telling you how sweet you smell behind the ears. I should be telling you how many long Italian nights I lay there and pictured you this close. The feel of your hair and the lights throwing your face into the shadows. And
the music stopped.
Who needs music?
Hiya, kids.
Hiya, Johnny.
Oh, hiya, Johnny.
Quite a clam bake, huh? What's the matter?
Nothing. We're on the town. Celebration. She's a girl I picked up in a drugstore. It's our first date, and we're happy. Can't you tell?
Well, yes and no. On the surface, yes. Underneath, no.
Okay, Johnny. Who gave you the crystal ball?
Anything you can talk about, Chuck?
Sure. I had a brainstorm.
Uh-huh.
I was going into the trucking business. Get a loan under the GI Bill of Rights, buy a couple of trucks.
Good idea.
So I did a little checking on the loan. Look, Johnny, I'm not asking for favors. I'm just asking not to be penalized for fighting a war. I'm just asking not to be judged by my bank account. I flew 52 missions, and they weren't added up on a cash register.
Look, if you don't think the bill is right, you can say so. You're a citizen. It's a free country.
Sure. Who's going to listen to one guy?
Nobody. That's my argument for joining a veterans outfit.
Well, I've been standing here very quietly while you two men straightened out the world. Nobody asked me what I think. I'm perfectly willing to give you my opinion free of charge. Once you get out of those uniforms and into a pinstripe suit, you may be ex-gunners, you may be veterans, but most of all, you'll be citizens and civilians. Your job isn't to cut yourself off from the world, but to fit yourself into it. And all the things we want, a decent job, a home, a chance to raise our kids and send them to school, sure, we fight for those things, but not at the expense of those who had to stay home and work. Well, it's quite a speech.
Hey, maybe the girl's got something, Chuck.
Maybe she has.
Well, I didn't mean it to be a speech. I just wanted to tell you I went through the war my own way. I worked long hours. I was lonely. What about all of us who don't have any campaign ribbons? Whatever happens now, we have to live in the same country. We have to plan together.
Chris, would you like to go for a walk?
Yes.
Pardon us, Johnny?
Sure.
Outside in the darkness, it was one of those first fall nights, and the air smelled of wood smoke. And we walked for a long time without saying anything.
It's been a long time. I felt very far away from you.
I know.
The things that bother you. Well, you have to tell me. We have to work them out together.
I remember the nights before we were married. The dates when we'd go to a movie and then walk down the ocean and plan our life. We were going to have a small house in the suburbs somewhere. Nothing fancy, room for the children to... Chris, I'm 29. We're not kids anymore. We're not even started. We waited so long, lived in those lonely rented rooms and army towns, ridden those slow, dirty trains to nowhere, always saying after the war it'll be different. After the war, everything will be okay. After the war, after the war. Well, here we are. It's after the war, and I sit around waiting for the miracles. I rub the magic lamp, but nothing happens. Instead, I pick up the newspapers, and the job-wanted columns are as long as my arm.
Well, maybe it's something you had to learn.
What?
That just going to war and fighting's no guarantee. Whatever you want, you've got to begin now and go out and work for it. No one's going to make you a present of the future for Christmas. You've got to fight for your place in the sun. And that doesn't mean the war was for nothing. Even if it only saved your right to go out and work for a decent life, it was worth it.
Where do we start now?
You tell me where.
Well, I want that trucking business.
Okay.
I think we'll go back to Long Beach where we know people. I'll write Warren and tell him to meet us there, and between us, we'll figure out a way. Yeah, it can be done.
I know it can be done.
Okay, Chris. Oh, it's a good night. The stars look like you'd reach up and pick a handful out of the sky. Let's go home. Well, Chris, this is the beginning, the new life. I feel kind of shaky.
I don't. I think we're finally going to have the things we planned. Well, maybe not this year, maybe not next. But we'll have them. A house out in North Hollywood somewhere and enough backyard for a couple of kids to run around.
Sounds very pretty. What's the guarantee? How do you know?
Because of what I believe in. I believe in people who are young and strong and in love. There are so many, and all of us together can make a decent world to live in. I believe in that.
I held Chris very close, and after a while, she laid her head against my shoulder and slept. I stayed awake all that night trying to figure out what I'd learned out of war, trying to add it up. And altogether, it came to only one thing. What I believed in was peace, no more wars, and a job of work with dignity. Along about dawn, Chris woke up. We were passing through the mountains below Monterey. And there was a low mist just breaking before the sunrise. I kissed her, and we rode down out of the mountains and into the uncertain future.
In a way, of course, the future is always uncertain. But we can all guarantee ourselves protection financially against the future if we use our heads now. Don't throw your money away. Hang on to every extra dollar you earn and invest it in United States savings bonds. These bonds pay back $4 for every $3 invested. And they are the safest investment you can possibly make. Someday, and that day comes to all of us, we'll no longer be able to work. When that day comes, you can lead a happy, contented old age if you'll only do something now to ensure it. Buy every last savings bond you can possibly afford. Help Uncle Sam now. Help yourself now and in the future. The United States Treasury thanks Mary Shipp, Ian Martin, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Millard Lampel and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.